We have a very special forgiveness ceremony this evening that has been prepared by our own Reverend Julie Dillon. Yay. She was ordained with the Fellowship School of Ministry last August. And all of our experience with Julie is that she is just one of the most loving and caring people that we could ever hope to meet. And we're so fortunate to have her as part of the fellowship. So let's please give her a warm welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Big sigh. Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. Oh, gosh, it's so good to see these faces. Oh, all this loving energy. Boy. Tonight, this is going to look a little different. We usually have our meditation, and I'm going to just switch the order a little bit. I'm going to talk about Ho'oponopono. And actually, first off, who has heard of this? It's a Hawaiian, ancient Hawaiian blessing. So quite a few folks have. So I'd like to introduce it more for those who haven't, and then we'll do a meditation, and then also more of a chanting, the song, and that's how I first came across Ho'oponopono. It was actually at a water blessing ceremony in Ann Arbor, and it's been about close to 2 years, and it was sung a room, probably twice as many people in it, and this is something that comes to me all the time, mostly in my meditation, and it is a healing. It's a calming of my mind when it's not very calm, and when it really needs it. So it's been a treasure. It's been something that I feel so blessed that I experienced. And so I'm hoping that it might be the same for you. And it might look a little different, and I've done lots of research. There is many ways to do this. And in Hawaii, they usually, they use more of a group, like a family dispute resolution type of program, versus in the West, we use it as more of a mantra. It could be a meditative type of a forgiveness practice, or it could be a mindfulness practice. So for those who don't know what it is, you're probably thinking, what is this? So, all right, Ho'oponopono. So it's an ancient Hawaiian forgiveness practice. Ho'o means to make, pono, right. It's used two times. So to make doubly right. So, and that could be right with self, could be right with others, and I think more right with self and our source. And we will... Oh, let me tell you what it is, the four phrases. It's simple, and that's the other part of this forgiveness practice, is its simplicity. There are four phrases, and like I said, they could be you say the words, or you could sing them, and they are, and they're on the front of your bulletin, and we're going to repeat them, but let me just, I will say them. I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you. Let's say that a couple times. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I love you. So, doesn't seem like that big. Or is it? I mean, those words, how often do we use those words, right? I think they're words that some of us haven't heard when we were growing up. So it can be challenging. It can be challenging saying those words. In preparation for this talk, I'm just saying the words. It brought up my stuff. They call it discordance. I call it my stuff. And a lot of times I don't like it coming up. But when it does come up, I know I feel a whole lot better. I find peace. I find calm. I find love. So I'm hoping that this, by saying this, we have a little card you can bring with you too. Just one of many, many wonderful forgiveness strategies. But just the fact that it has stuck with me, I really felt a calling to do this talk on this. So let's talk a little bit about Dr. Yu Len. And that's how Ho'oponopono became popular here in the West. He is a Hawaiian psychologist, also a shamanic practitioner. And he was asked to go to this psychiatric ward where they were having great turnovers in staff, about one counselor per month, and the turnover with everyone in the place. It was known as the most undesirable place to be. And he agreed to go under one condition, and that was that he used this technique that he learned from his teacher, a reverend that he had training with. And his technique, and these were dangerous. These were people who, there were 25 to 30 of these prisoners, and they were shackled. You had to walk with your back against the wall because people were getting hit, and they were striking people. So and they had no visitors. They had no trips outside because they couldn't with this group of people. So he agreed to take this on under the condition, and his condition was he would review their files. He would not meet with any of the prisoners in person, but he would do this Ho'oponopono with after reviewing their files several times. And it didn't matter so much the order. Like we said, there's an order in the bulletin. For some people, you know, he would just be saying, you know, just going through, thank you, thank you, I love you, I love you. And so he wasn't so caught up in the order of how, or he just knew. It was a knowing. And what he found was when he looked at the records, he looked at himself and he said, what is it in this brother, this prisoner, that is also in me? Is it aggression? Is it anger? Is it fear? Hatred. So what he did is he says he took 100% responsibility, and he did this and was healing himself. And that goes to our principle here, that we are all one consciousness. So that healing, what happened, they call it a therapeutic miracle. After 18 months, medication levels dropped. They were now able to have talk therapies. They could go out into groups. They had bus outings. Within 4 years, all but two of the inmates were released, and they ended up closing down the facility. So I'd say a miracle. And people were asked, if you ask the people involved, they said this was a cure. He would not say that. He would just say it was successful based on him taking full responsibility for his healing himself. And so I think it speaks volumes to the power of this type of forgiveness work. Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. All right. That's Dr. Yu Len. And yeah, Ho'oponopono recognizes we are all part of the one consciousness. So connecting it here, this is the same as our guiding principle number three. We heal ourselves, each other, and the world through our thoughts, prayers, and actions. So we do that. That's what part of what we believe here, which is pretty cool. All right. And then the other part with this is not to, we'll go through the meditation, we'll go through the chanting, and don't worry so much about the order. And if you're like me, and I'm not going to say a couple of you other people I know in the room that like order, you don't have to worry about the order. It's like you'll know when you are doing you know, forgiveness work, if there's someone you're working with, you'll just know. It just kind of, it will flow. It will just flow. And for me, it's in my meditation is when it comes out, when I create that space, that's that time for stillness. And that's when these words after, and I believe it's because I built a base after that ceremony I went to. The words just kept coming, this chanting. So it would just come. So I just let it come. And then over the next few months, when I was having a period where I was dealing with some difficulty in my life, they would just come. And it was just really powerful and healing. And so that's what I'm hoping the same thing will happen with you guys as well. Let's see. Well, what I guess next, I think what we're going to do is just have you, let's go right into, we're going to stand first or sit up as tall as you can. And before we do our meditation, I want us just to shake off anything from the day. Just clear out any kind of stress, any kind of yuck from the day. Or just do a little shaking, or just sitting, you're just rolling your shoulders, and just letting go. It's just truly letting go. It's part of our forgiveness work. And that's why we're doing this, to let go of the past, so we can be in the present moment, right? Okay, and then find your feet. Just find your feet. We can get rid of the stuff in our body, and that's going to help us later to clear our minds, right? Good. And just some easy figure eights, in and out, in and out. We can all be conductors now. Okay. All right. That's good. Okay. Let's sit down, and we're going to practice it. This is what we're going to do. So it is that simple. I mean, let me know. Does anyone, we've got the four phrases down, and I'm going to have you close your eyes. I'm going to suggest you close your eyes. If you would like to sing it, we're going to sing afterwards. But for now, you may not just want to sing. But I'll invite you to close your eyes now. Sit up nice and tall, tall spines, but yet relaxed. Feel the support of our chair and of Mother Earth below our feet. Feel that breath that breathes itself unconditionally, the love that we are given with each and every breath, each and every moment. And I'm going to suggest we focus this forgiveness on ourselves. A self-forgiveness. And we'll just repeat the words. I'll have you repeat in your mind. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Let that breath become a little deeper. And repeating again, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I love you. And if you feel any type of anger or sadness or frustration with yourself, if there's some particular event or something that you feel like you've been holding on to or that you'd like to let go, I'm going to suggest that this is what we're going to do right now. And just pick one thing and just repeat the word, I'm sorry. And send love to yourself know that we stumble. We stumble and we also get back up. Oftentimes we focus on the stumble. Let's acknowledge all the times we stand up. And forgive yourself. And think, be thankful for the lesson. When we stumble, when these difficult times arise in our lives, they're usually here for a reason. They have got valuable lessons that they are here to show us. And sometimes important gifts that they might not look that way in the beginning, but they are. So we'll say thank you. And we recognize we are love. That is our birthright. And we're taught that in A Course in Miracles. Acknowledge that love and send that love through every part of your body. Let it pour. Pour through every cell. And in whatever order feels good to you, just want you to repeat those words just for the next moment or two, in any order that feels right to you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Yourself for showing up. You're showing up today. You show up in all the things you do. Know that you are a strong, healing presence. Our ego may like to say otherwise, but we know that it doesn't, that we're much more important than being right. We want to be happy. And we have lots of opportunities to keep practicing. And this is a practice like anything else we do. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And just take one more breath and just slowly come into the room, wiggling toes, fingers, just moving your body. Okay. And so this is one way you could do this. You may do this for someone that you could be a neighbor, someone you have a resentment. It could be just a disagreement with, and it might be something you need to do several times. And it's a practice. Some of the issues we have had, they've been there for a long time. So we'll keep going through. It may take a lot longer than doing this once, and that's okay. It's, you know it's a practice, but you're going to feel the lightening up. You will feel that. It frees us. It gives us more space to be who we are meant to be and to be more that loving presence when we go out into the world. Now, are we up for this song? Yes? Okay. And this... love this chant, and Lucille was so wonderful, and Barb, they helped put it together, actually. We were going to be brave and try to do rounds, but...
I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. Ho'oponopono. No, ho'oponopono.
And this is when I usually have a session of releasing. lots of stuff. And that is a sign of healing. It's strength. And I'm just so grateful when those tears come, because that stuff that is needed, that discordance isn't serving anyone, and especially it's not serving yourself. We need to be at a place, we know where we need to be at this place. The people here need to be, we need to all be at our best. And I know each and every one of you do that. You do shine. You shine bright. And that love you spread to everyone. So, and this is for when we need our little reboot. We can use it as one of our tools. So I will just end with Ho'oponopono. It recognizes that we are all part of this one consciousness. We just need to keep reminding ourselves. We'll have everywhere is going to tell us we're separate. And we just need to keep remembering. We are one. We are all one. And this family. Oh, that should do it. Thanks.